You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by.
It is 4:06 on this Thursday afternoon. It's February 13th, 2020. I'm Dave Congleton. Good to be with you. Hope you are well. Hope you'll stick around. In about an hour, we get serious again. Christine Mulholland is going to be here, former San Luis City Councilwoman. She's going to explain this op-ed piece she has in the Tribune about how much we pay City Council and our mayor. Actually, it's more about how much they think they should be paid and why Christine thinks they're crazy. And then I will devote the 6 o'clock hour. I will respond and discuss the Tribune article and now the Tribune editorial in which I am involved. And hopefully at the conclusion, we can leave it at that. We'll see. It is the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. This hour, look who's here, the one, the only, the so-called reluctant therapist from KCBX, Ms. Elizabeth Barrett.
Hello, how Dave. Are you? I'm good. I love this time of year.
Why? Are you your big Valentine person?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm all about the romance. Mm. It's good for you. It's good for your heart.
Don't mention my heart right now.
Sorry.
I think it's heartburn is what I have.
Yeah. For your love pangs for people that are hurting.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. What we're going to do today is that since tomorrow's Valentine's Day, and for many of you, that's a huge deal, and I applaud that. I'm not making fun of you. We're going to give you a chance to win 2 free tickets to see Australian Pink Floyd. This is Pink Floyd, the Australian version. They're going to recreate a Pink Floyd show, and this is going to be at Vina Robles Amphitheater on August 20th. So I would stick around for that. But here's the cool part. All the way up until 10 o'clock tonight, you can get tickets now ahead of everybody else. The general sale begins tomorrow. But because you're listening to me, you get a chance to get better seats. You can go online to the Vina Robles website. Just use the password FEEL2020, F-E-E-L 2020, FEEL2020. That's the password that allows you to buy tickets before anybody else. And I thought what we would do is celebrate Valentine's Day. We haven't done this in a while, and we're not doing it yet. We want to hear stories about how you met your Valentine. So I thought Elizabeth might start. Well, before you get there, Valentine's Day is a big deal to people.
Yes, it is. And, you know, it has a long, rich history of being an opportunity for people to reconnect to loved ones and make a deeper commitment. And a lot of weddings happen around Valentine's Day. And a lot of people just, you know, blow it off as a Hallmark holiday, which is okay. You know, for the cynics, that's fine. But if you get beyond the commercialism of it, the average couple spends less than 20 minutes a week actually connecting in an intimate way. And statistically, you need to spend at least 10 to 20 hours.
With 20 minutes?
20 minutes a week. And that's outside of just talking about the kids or the, you know, trash or the laundry, but 20 minutes of actually sitting and talking and connecting. And so just for the mere health of your relationship, to take a day like February 14th, if it's the only day of the year that you actually do it, to sit down or go for a walk or spend that time together, because, you know, the only way that love survives is if there's some sort of consistent energy release between the two of you, and not just sexually, but really some sort of energy that's connected through holding hands, kissing, hugging, talking, and it keeps that bond moving. And a lot of couples talk about, we just fell out of love. You know, we just stopped being able to communicate. But no one just falls out of love. It's actually from neglect of the relationship. Because most people do not think that relationships take as much time as they really do to stay healthy.
How'd you meet Chris?
Do you want the long story or the short story?
Short story.
All right.
I need these stories to be short.
Our brothers were friends. My brother called me and asked me to pick up a surfboard at the house. I went to pick up the surfboard at the house, and Chris was in the driveway. He was wearing Laguna Lake Middle School gym shorts, which I thought were hideous. We started chatting. I thought he was a little bit different. He was an engineering student at Poly. I went to leave. I said, I need to go home and mow my lawn. And he said, I'll mow your lawn for you. And so the next day he came over and we went out on a couple dates. And I called my brother and said, I met this guy. I met your friend Pat's brother, and we've been going out for last week. And my brother yelled into the phone, no, he is the coolest guy I ever met, and you will wreck him. And that was 40 years ago.
40 years ago?
Mm-hmm. So I was 19 years old.
What was it about him that you connected with?
It's interesting because he was not like any other man I'd ever known or dated or guy that I'd hung out with, but he was the smartest person I've ever met in my life to this day. He got a perfect score on his SAT, if I may say so.
Perfect score?
Yeah.
Wow.
So he was the smartest person I'd ever met in my life, told great stories. He introduced me to backpacking and the outdoors and the Grateful Dead and things that I had never had any experience with, and he makes me laugh like no other human on the planet.
How about Pink Floyd? Did he introduce you to
Pink Floyd? No, Pink Floyd. That's what I'm thinking. Like, what is Australian Pink Floyd? No, we are traveling Deadhead people and Dave Matthews and different music, but our relationship really has been centered around a lot of music over the years. It's an interesting journey. Because we dated for 5 years before we got married, so there was a lot of turmoil and ups and downs and twists and turns during that period of time.
I'm not allowed to tell the story about Kathy.
Why?
Because she might be listening.
Oh, I just told mine.
Well,
let's guess.
No, it's not. You know, it's just she gets embarrassed because I had been seeing a couple different women. Just nothing serious. Just I was lost.
All those women's feelings are now hurt. Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Mm. And I took a friend of mine to lunch. He wanted. I said, "I'll take you. Anyone want to go for your birthday?" He said, "Subway."
That's exciting.
And he had just gotten divorced too. And I said, "Yeah, I can't do this." He says, "Oh no, you need Our Time. OurTime.com. It's dating for seniors."
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh, okay." I'd never heard of it. So I went home, and you can preview. You don't have to join up. And there was Kathy's photo. I was like, wow, okay. And I looked at her profile, and religion, animals, politics, we all agreed on. And in her spare time, she went over to Thailand and Kenya and built schools. And so I spent the $28 just to meet her.
Wow.
And she's the only one I contacted.
Best $28 ever.
And a month later, she finally agreed to go out with me. So that's my story.
Was it attraction at first sight?
No. Well, God, no. Because she'll be the first one. Her mantra is, you got to take it slow, slow, slow. She's a retired elementary school teacher. So it's like I'd be graded every 8 weeks and I'd have to go home to my parents and get them to sign. You know, but it's been good.
It kept you on your toes, though. Kept you interested. Yeah. You know, Kathy clearly understands the art of seduction and reeling in that mate.
I don't think that's it at all. All right, so that's what we're looking for. We're going to take a break when we come back. I want you to think about this. How did you meet your Valentine? We're going to invite your stories and listen to your stories. And at the end, Elizabeth and I are going to pick the one that we like the best. And you will get 2 free tickets to see Pink Floyd, Australian style, at Vina Robles on August 20th. Does that sound like a deal? I urge you to stick around. I'm Dave Congleton. We're live. We're local. This is Hometown Radio. All right, Elizabeth Barrett, are you ready?
Yes, I am. I love a good story.
All right, so we're looking for short stories. We're asking you to call in at 805-543-8830. We want to know how you met your Valentine. And then a few minutes before 5, we will pick a winner. And then you have to call in and claim your prize, okay? That's the deal. 805-543-8830. How'd you meet your Valentine? Travis is in Templeton on KVEC. Hi, Travis.
Hello, Dave. How you doing?
We're good. Travis, how are you?
I am doing great, thank you.
All right. So, how'd you meet your Valentine?
Well, what all happened in June of 2017, I actually met one of my coworkers, actually my Valentine, who transferred from another Home Depot from Portland, Oregon, to the Atascadero store that I work at.
Are you allowed to date a coworker, Travis?
Oh, yes.
You made him nervous.
Sorry if I made you nervous, Dave.
Well, I don't want to make you nervous.
No, well, not at all. I'm not nervous at all.
So how long did it take between the time you met her and the time you started going out?
Well, so what all happens, we got to know each other, and you know, we told each other stories about working at Home Depot, and she asked a lot of questions, and I told her about a lot of good places to check out because she was brand new to the Central Coast at the time. And one of my other coworkers, which is our other coworker, you know, mentioned as we were getting close to our Christmas party, you know, that I should ask, you know, Kelly out, you know, at the Christmas party.
Yeah.
That was a month before, keep in mind. So luckily, I gave it a lot of thought, and a few days later, I asked Kelly out, you know, for date night at our Christmas party, and I'll tell you what, that's when it all happened. You know,
yeah.
We went to our Christmas party. Christmas of 2017. This is our company Christmas party. And after that, we've been dating ever since.
All right. I like it, Travis. Thank you very much. You're in the list. That's how Travis met his Valentine, at work.
Mm-hmm.
Most places, that's fine.
Proximity is one of the number one reasons we choose our Valentine.
John is in Grover on KVEC. Hi, John.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
We're good, John. How'd you meet your Valentine?
I met her, we met each other in traffic school.
Wow, I like it.
Yeah, I walked in and I looked right at her. She looked at me. There was only one chair left in the room. It was behind her. And the first break we got together by the restrooms and we went out for coffee. And 3 months later, she was mine.
Boy, you should be getting a ticket for speeding.
Actually, we both we were both in there for speeding tickets, and it was both of us. It was our third chance to do the test because I didn't show up the first two.
How do you explain the attraction?
The attraction was honestly, it was just my soulmate.
That's nice.
One look at her eyes, and she said the same thing about me, and to this day, I still believe it.
How long you been together?
21 years.
Wow.
Congratulations. Well done.
Yeah. I like
this. Yeah, wonderful.
All right, John. Slow down. I like this story. 805-543-8830. 800-549-5832. Let's talk to Eileen in Cayucas on KVEC. Hi, Eileen.
Hi, how you doing?
We're good, Eileen. How are you today?
I'm great.
Great. How'd you meet your Valentine?
Well, we met at the Journey concert at the Mid-State Fair.
Really? Nice.
We both went with groups of friends that, for different reasons, we kind of got annoyed with, and so we were kind of wandering by ourselves. And we met at the concession stand, and then we ended up getting married 1 year from the day that we met. So our anniversary is always during the Mid-State Fair, and we always pick a show to go to.
How long have you been together now, Eileen?
This will be 10 years.
Oh. And what was the attraction?
You know, we both had a lot in common. We just started chatting, and obviously we liked the same kind of music, so we were at the same concert, and... we just had a lot in common.
You know, it's funny because research shows that most attraction happens in the first 90 seconds to 4 minutes. So you kind of have a sense, like, right, Eileen? And when you see someone, you kind of have a sense. It's like, yeah, I want to talk to you more. You never know where it's going to go, but you know there's something.
Yes, yes.
Did he buy you a beer at the concession stand?
No, he didn't, but he had some binoculars, and so we were kind of far back, so he shared those with me.
Almost as good.
Well, it all worked out. I love it, Eileen. Thank you very much for sharing. I've never been able to do that. I'm too shy.
You are?
Yeah. Okay. Woman or man. I'm terrible at striking conversation up.
So how do you usually meet people?
I have to have a microphone in front of me.
Exactly.
I walk around with a microphone. All right. We got Eric in Templeton on KVEC. Hi, Eric.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Eric.
So years ago, I was having to move, but I was laid up, and my mom came into town, and she goes, I'm going to take you to look at houses, and cause I couldn't drive, and I'm with her friend. I'm in the back seat. We go look at this house in Paso, and we're driving away, and this lady's walking down. It's like a joint driveway kind of thing, and my mom stops and starts asking her all these personal questions, like, how much are your utility bills and this and that? I'm in the back seat in an argument with a business client, probably just, you know, and I'm looking at her, and I remember thinking, God, she's just a stuck-up little rich housewife, you know what I mean? And she said she looked at me and I thought, you were just too busy to look up. You're back there with a scowl on your face. I ended up renting the house, and about 6 months later, we were pretty happy together, you know, but it definitely wasn't love at first sight. We thought each other were kind of, we weren't real fine on our first meeting there.
But listen, Elizabeth, how quick these couples are getting together.
I know. Within a year, within 6 months, 3 months later, everybody's moving pretty quickly.
So how did things change in the relationship, Eric?
Well, I moved in, and I have, you know, kids. She had kids, and they were living next to each other, so they're hanging out. And all of a sudden, she notices that, you know, I wasn't working, so I'm like the mother, the father, or the kids, and I'm doing all these crazy things for them. And she thought, oh, my God, what a, you know, great dad kind of thing. And we actually just started hanging out, like out, you know, she'd come over. I mean, it wasn't like a physical thing at all for the first 3 or 4 months. We were just hanging out, talking, being friends, you know, and it went from there. Which was actually Valentine's Day 10 years ago.
Oh, congratulations.
Wow. That was meant to happen. It was on Valentine's Day. Eric, thank you. Let's talk to Marilyn on KVEC. Hi, Marilyn.
Hello, and to your guest also.
Hi, Marilyn.
I had met Bill when I was 15, and he was 17. And we met at the Civic Auditorium in Pasadena in Miss Scalotte's Senior Cotillion, which is dancing.
A cotillion? Wow.
Yeah, so then we started dating then, but my mother had a rule, which I loved and Bill didn't, that you can't go out with Bill again until you go out with somebody else first.
Got to play the field.
What do you think of that rule, Elizabeth?
I loved it.
Yeah, Elizabeth, what do you do? What do you think? You're the therapist.
No, I think it's very healthy because we need to figure out who we are with different people before we settle on one.
Yeah, and sometimes when I'd be dating somebody else, and Bill didn't know I was going out, he parked down the street from my home and wait until I got home. And one time he came and knocked on the window of the car where I was with Tom and said, you sat in the car long enough.
Wow. Today he'd be arrested.
Yes, he would.
He'd be arrested for stalking.
So we were quite young, but then we went to college and eventually married at the same wedding chapel as Tom and Margie.
Oh, Tom and Margie Mattson. That's right. I remember that connection.
Right. So that's how we met, and I liked her rules. My mother was a single widowed mother and was very cautious of everything.
All right, Marilyn, you're on the list. Thank you very much. So far, we've got Travis in Templeton and John in Grover Beach and Eileen in Cayucas and Eric in Templeton and Marilyn in San Luis. We're looking for Valentine's Day stories. You could win 2 free tickets to see Australian Pink Floyd at Vina Robles in August. We're live. We're local. This is Hometown Radio.
Give me a kiss to build a dream on, and my imagination will thrive upon that kiss.
You have landed on the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. We are with the reluctant therapist, Elizabeth Barrett, teaches at Cal Poly, hosts the Reluctant Therapist every Tuesday afternoon. KCBX. We're talking about Valentine's Day. And here's an odd one. Orchid Grandma's texting in.
Mm-hmm.
I'd call with my love story, but Dave doesn't like me. What?
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 Who doesn't like a love story?
No, she said I don't like her.
Oh.
I sent her a Christmas card.
I didn't get a Christmas card. Oh, I did.
You can call anytime you want. Anyway. We're looking for Valentine's stories. How'd you meet your Valentine? Elizabeth and I are writing down your stories, and about 5 of 5, we're going to pick a winner. And if you're the winner, you will win 2 free tickets to see Australian Pink Floyd at Vina Robles on August 20th. 805-543-8830 is the number. Back on the phones, we go. Bob is in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Bob.
So I was in high school, and I met this girl at one of our dances, and I asked her out to go to the next dance, which happened to be the junior prom. And we went together senior year of high school and 2 years of community college. And we were both living at home with our parents, and we got married in 73 and moved out here in one fell swoop and been married since.
Where was this? Where were you in high school?
Salinas.
Okay. And what was it about her, Bob? Why her?
Well, the first thing that drew me to her was how cute she was, but, you know, as I got to know her, I just really enjoyed her company. Yeah, she had a real nice family, and we all got along, and it just clicked. Coming up on my 47th anniversary, I believe.
Holy cow.
That's fantastic.
Wow. Any thoughts on this, Elizabeth? Is this a typical story you hear?
It is. The thing I always want to ask people is, when you decided to get married, were you thinking about, wow, this is someone that I want to raise children with, or that will, you know, be a good partner, and or were you just attracted? Like, were you thinking about that long-term relationship?
I was thinking about the long-term, because back in that time frame, even though divorce was common, staying married for a long time was much more common.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she got accepted to Cal Poly, and I didn't. So when we moved down here, I got a job, which I kept for 28 years, and, you know, we just decided to stay.
Mm.
And it was just, you know, she graduated pregnant with our first son.
Wow. And the rest is history. All right, Bob, thank you very much for sharing. We go up to Tascadero to find Nancy on KVEC. Hi, Nancy.
Hey, how are we doing, Dave?
Good, Nancy. How are you?
Good. Hey, it's kind of funny. My roommate woke me up at 5:30 in the morning and said she needed a third because they wanted to go water skiing. And she was a new roommate, and I was like, really? Are you serious? Because I just got off work 2 hours before that. But I got up and went out and hang on and did what I needed to do, and we all had a great time, and apparently he was impressed by that, so he came back and asked me out.
Well,
we're married now.
Well, we're skipping a stop here. For how old were you when this went down?
I was about 26.
Okay.
Or no, 24.
So 24. And the name of the guy is?
His name is Michael.
Oh, Michael. So I'm assuming Michael was she needed a third.
Right.
So it was her and you and Michael, right?
Exactly.
So she didn't.
But it was her friend. He was not. She was not romantically interested at all.
Why not?
They had been friends for a long time.
Huh.
Maybe she was.
So.
And yeah. He's been heartbroken since.
Well, either that or I didn't care to know, and I never know. So.
We haven't heard from her since. But
we could be causing trouble here.
Exactly.
No, honestly, if she's listening right now, I would love her to have her call me, because we lost track of her after she started family.
Yeah.
So.
She's like, I want nothing more to do with them. She took my whole away from me.
No. They're ranchers and we're divers.
Was it immediate attraction to Michael for you?
Actually, yes, it was. Yes, it was. It was very immediate.
Oh. And how long have you been together?
And I think his was for me, too.
How long have you been together?
He called me the next day. So. We've been together now. We've been married almost 24 years, and we have been together 28.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's a good story. I like that.
And to add a little bit to it, we are now raising our grandchildren. So
You sound way too young. You have grandchildren?
Yes.
Wow.
He had a child before he met me.
Okay.
And she had kids.
All right. That works out. All right, Nancy, I love the story. Thank you very much. 805-543-8830, 800-549-5832. It's quite simple. How'd you meet your Valentine? Elizabeth Barrett is sitting here with me. We're going to look for the best story. And if yours is the best story, we're going to give you two free tickets to see Australian Pink Floyd on August 20th at Vina Robles. David's in Shell Beach on KVEC. Hi, David.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, hello. David.
Okay, you want my story?
Yeah. How'd you meet your Valentine?
We were both starting in at Orange Coast College a long time ago, and we both had signed up for organic chemistry. And so I was sitting in this big, you know, kind of like a lecture room, and Carol spotted me, and she came out and sat down next to me. And I was extremely attracted to her. She was beautiful, and she had these wonderful nylons on. Oh, I love those. And she was wearing...
Oh, no. Something about the nylons.
David, what happened?
Dang.
David, what happened?
It was just getting to the good part. That's a pretty intense detail.
Although, it's funny. This is a concert. It's on August 20th. Just waiting to see her. He's going to call back. David was right in the middle of his passion story. Something about the memory flashed back for him.
It took him down.
For a fact he's not going to be around on August 20th.
Oh.
Because he's going to be with me on a cruise ship.
Oh. Name dropper. Vacation dropper.
Repositioning cruise, please. All right. Let's go to Alex in Atascadero on KVEC. Hi, Alex.
Hey, how you doing?
We're good, Alex. We don't want to lose you. How'd you meet your Valentine?
Well, I sat next to her having a drink one night, and we started singing the same song. And then we became friends. We went out and had dinner that night. We became friends, and we were friends for two and a half months. And then I knew I wanted to date her. And we both come out of a long-term marriage about 3 years out. And we decided to go out on a date, actually, after 2.5 months. And then we went to dinner on that date, and I set it all up in Morro Bay so I could be out by the moonlight by the bay to plan on the first kiss, and then she just dove in and took that real fast.
Wow.
And then we went and sat down to have a drink at another place, and she leaned in to kiss me. We only had one drink, but her bar still kicked out. And I'm a big guy. The young guy comes over and goes, well, I have to ask you two to leave. And so he asked us to leave, and she said, well, can I finish my drink? And the guy looked petrified asking me to leave because I'm not a little guy. And she goes, can I finish my drink? And I looked at the guy. I could tell how scared he was. And I said, no, we'll go. It's okay. And so, was almost 3 years ago.
Alex, the question becomes, what was the song that you both started singing together?
It was the Eagles' Desperado.
Wow. All right. A good song to sing together to. I love the story. Alex, thank you. Let me now go back to David. David, you were talking about nylons?
Yeah, so there we were in organic chemistry together and kind of being attracted to each other. And, of course, in organic chemistry, you have a lab. So we became lab partners, and we got to know each other quite well. She was always very, very wanting to follow the directions exactly like the professor told us. And I always just kind of made things up. And then I think she started to notice that usually if I was improvising things, they would work out. So then we liked the professor so much that we came back and took physics together, and then it just kind of grew from there.
I like that.
It began as good chemistry.
Yeah, that's every good love story does.
Yeah, but David, this concert's on Saturday, August 20th.
Yes, and our anniversary is on August 22nd.
Right. But aren't you going to be on a cruise ship on August 20th?
I'm not sure if that's in that time period or not.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
We're leaving on Saturday, August 20th, buddy.
Oh, you got it. Well, you're good at that. I guess we're okay. Thank you for reminding me.
But it's a great story. You're
it
still
is a good
consideration.
Story.
All right, David, thank you. Yeah, we're leaving. It's just a 3-day thing up to Vancouver.
You're trying to downplay it now.
No, it is.
All right.
Ask me. Hang on a second, Rick.
Wait, but please, if Carol wears any nylons on the cruise, will you let me know?
Okay. $299.
That's a good deal.
Reposition.
Maybe Chris and I will join you.
You're more than welcome. 805-543-8830. 800-549-5832. Elizabeth Barrett on this broadcast. We just want you to call in and talk about how you met your Valentine. We're going to pick the best story, and you will win 2 free tickets to see Australian Pink Floyd at Vina Robles on Saturday, August 20th. Rick is in Templeton on KVEC. Hi, Rick.
Hi there.
Hi.
Well, back in high school, a friend and I, we snuck into the gymnasium room to go jump on the trampoline.
Yeah.
And it just happened to be that there was 2 gals in there. Also, they'd snuck in. So the 4 of us were jumping up and down on the trampoline, and I ended up going steady with my girlfriend. I was 17 and she was 15, and then they moved away shortly after. She wore my class ring and everything, but they moved. And then when she was 18 and I was 20, she came back to Paso and was checking up on me. And I had a girlfriend at the time, and she told me she was going to get married, and I said, oh, well, go ahead, you know. So that was the end of that until we never saw each other for 46 years or talked or anything. And then last year I was walking from an antique store to another antique store in Paso Robles, and there was a husband and wife walking past us, and we started talking, and I asked him how long they'd lived there here in Paso, and he said 4 years, and he said that he'd grown up. I said, well, where did you used to live? And he said Monterey,
let's get to it.
Yeah, here, okay.
Right?
Well, anyway, it turned out it was her brother, and so I asked how she would how Mickey was doing, and he said, oh yeah, she's doing good and divorced. So I got her number and called her. Oh, she was just shocked. And so I went and saw her a few times, and now we talk all the time on the telephone because she's just so busy with her life up there.
But are you dating her? Are you dating her?
No. I went up and saw her a few times, and she sent me a Valentine, and I sent her one, and we love and miss each other madly, but we both have our own lives, and maybe someday we'll get, you know, right, see each other again. But
all right, Elizabeth wants to make a comment here.
No, it's just, that's a fascinating story, but clearly she's in no hurry to get this relationship together.
we're both older now, but we love and miss each other madly, you know, and it's so fun to talk to her, and she's helped me on so many things, right, you know, since then, and I've helped her on a lot of things in all our talking, and, well, that's
I love the idea, though, that they can pick up a relationship their age.
Yeah.
When it started on a trampoline.
But isn't that the best?
Kids.
Whenever you reconnect with someone from your past and it's as if no time has passed.
That's a good relationship.
It is. So I want to throw in my daughter's story.
Rick, thank you.
Thank you, Rick. My daughter, Kirsten, has been with her husband for almost 10 years or 11 years now. They met. She was the wing person for her roommate, and he was the wing person for a friend of his that had they had been set up by their mothers. And so Kirsten just went along, you know, to keep her company. And Brian, Kirsten's husband, was visiting from Chicago. It was his last night in town in San Francisco. And so my husband and I were at a Dave Matthews show in San Francisco, and Kirsten said, I'm just going to go out and get one drink with these people. I'm going to go home. 2 hours later, I got a text from her. I've met the man I'm going to marry. And she said, I'll tell you all about it in the morning. They didn't get home until 6 in the morning. He flew off to Chicago, and it started this five-year back-and-forth love affair, and they've been together ever since.
Wow.
I know. Very romantic.
Is Clarita on KVEC. Hey, Clarita.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right. I'm concerned about you. What's your how'd you meet your Valentine?
Well, 30-some years ago, I have met, I'm a retired critical care nurse, and at the time I was working on a weekend, and I told my other nurses, we're going to be quiet today, no codes, no arrests, anything.
Okay.
And about 10 o'clock in the morning, this fellow comes in through the door bringing supplies, you know. And then he came up and he says, very gruff, he says, where do I put this? And I said, well, who's this guy coming and talking to me like that, you know? So I told him, well, if you're going to talk to me like that, you better find yourself, you know? So I dismissed him after that, and I said, well, very, very rude. So a few weeks later, we were at the function, you know, hospital function, and I saw this guy again. And I said, oh, hi, how are you? And he says, oh, hi. And then I found out he's our pharmacist. And I said, oh, okay, you know. And then we were just like friends. And then I said, and he was a lot younger than him. And then he says, well, we're going to Vegas with some friends. Would you like to come? And I was thinking, I said, I haven't been to Vegas for a long time. I said, 6-4 hours to drive up there. I said, this is going to be a free ride for me, you know. So that's what we decided. And I figured I'm just going to just leave them when we get to Vegas and be on my own and meet them again coming home. But it didn't happen like that. We just kind of, all four of us kind of glued together and all that. And ever since that time, he's been close. He was calling. We were on the phone for hours and just had a good time. And my mother was kind of concerned, saying, he's kind of too young for you. I said, well, what am I going to do, you know? So, but it's just, so it's just, we like each other.
Yeah.
And plus I was married before and all that, and so I have two kids, he's not. So I said, well, what am I going to do? Anyway, make a long story short, we hung together, and then we got married, and that was almost 33 years ago, and we're still having a good time.
Look at that, Elizabeth, like 33 that years.
How much younger 30, is he? Yeah.
Pardon me?
How much younger is he?
11 years.
Holy cow.
Way to go, Clarita.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. So I tell people, the word cougar, I made the word cougar popular before it became popular.
She's the picture in the dictionary.
I love it. I love it.
Thanks, Clarita.
And we're still together, and we're still, you know, it seems to be like it's only been 15 years or something. So,
yeah.
You know.
I love it.
Thank you.
All right, Clarita, thanks for playing. We will take a break, and we will debate, and we will come back and announce our winner. And then you can call in and confirm that you take the tickets. We're live, we're local. This is Hometown Radio. I have one correction to issue here. Thanks to Papa Ken for texting in. I can't read a calendar. David in Shell Beach, we're actually leaving on our cruise on August 22nd.
That's his anniversary.
August 20th. Is a Thursday, so he is eligible.
Okay.
I was thinking because Kathy's birthday is the 25th. So
you have too much social life for anyone to keep up with, clearly.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Top of the house, ABC Radio News. We have we had 12 contestants today, but I think that we are in pretty much agreement. I'll let you announce.
We have gone with Eileen.
In Cayucas,
because the Journey story, meeting at the Mid-State Fair, Journey concert, wandering the concert, and they continue going to concerts every year.
And we're going to send them to a concert.
I thought that would be romantic, and it was kind of a very, of all of them, they're all great stories. But it was just the most random connection that just kind of stuck. I liked it. And it's music-based.
And Craig, you agreed on that one, too?
That was, you'll notice on my note, I have a little asterisk next to it.
All
that
right.
That name. Because that's the one I thought was the best, too.
All right.
So we're unanimous on this.
I like that.
But now what we need to confirm this is that we need Eileen to call in and talk to Craig at 805-543-8830. 805-543-8830. Eileen, please call and make arrangements with Craig so we can make sure that you win.
Can I offer a Valentine's tip to couples out there? It's a really good thing to tell your origin story or your love story to many people and to each other, you know, every year, retell that story, because one of the great indicators of the strength and health of a relationship is how we retell and recall the story of how we met. And couples that tell that story with love and embellishment tend to have much stronger connections than couples that I don't really remember, or that wasn't a big deal, or I didn't really care about them. So work on those love stories, because they're a way of energizing your relationship.
I like that. We haven't heard from Eileen, have we?
No, but you got to do the radio thing, because we're AM 920, so you got to say, you got 9 minutes and 20 seconds to call in.
All right.
Got to do that thing.
Sure. All right, Eileen, we want you to win. Somebody knows Eileen in Cayucas.
She doesn't know what she's going to be missing with the Australian Pink Floyd.
805-543-8830. Eileen, let's connect. What are you going to talk about on your show on Tuesday?
Coming up this Tuesday at 2, Kara Woodruff is coming in to talk about all of her success with Pismo Preserve and working with the Diablo Canyon. What? Why are you making that face?
Her success with the Pismo Preserve.
Not her, but the things that she's been involved in that have been... I like to talk to the people about why they do the things they do, so that's part of who she is. So we're going to talk about Kara's wonderful life and all of the things that she's been involved in.
Lovely woman.
She's a phenomenal woman.
Please tell her I said hello.
I certainly will.
Final thoughts about meeting your Valentine?
If you stop looking, love will come to you, but you have to be willing to go forward when someone comes towards you, because I think we miss a lot of really great opportunities for love because we let the moment pass by being sidetracked. Is that Eileen?
No.
Oh.
Hmm.
The other important thing is to make sure you get your 12 hugs a day, because it's a minimum of 12 hugs that we all need to maintain our good mental health and well-being, and most of us get less than 2 a week.
Does a radio hug count?
No, but I will.
I can't send a hug out over the radio to somebody?
No, it has to be that physical touch thing that really helps keep us whole and healthy.
So we don't have Eileen in Cayucas?
Not yet. She'll call in.
All right. Somebody find Eileen in Cayucas. Otherwise, we're going to have to give these tickets away to somebody else. We're live, we're local. 5 o'clock hour begins now.